I think, put in a nutshell, sustainable investing is aligning your capital with your views and your values. And that can really take three types. The traditional or historical way of doing it was through exclusion. So clients would say no tobacco, no gambling, no arms. So that's quite an easy strategy to implement, but not particularly imaginative. The second is integration, which is where one is looking to really favour companies that have a positive impact on society. And the third is impact, where you're looking to invest in specific areas to create a very specific impact, but also trying to get financial returns.
When we speak about sustainable investing, we usually are looking at investors which are taking something of a, a socially progressive way of looking at the world. So if you take tobacco and petroleum, it's green and environmental cases. And generally, when it comes to social sustainable investing, it tends to be more to do with gender equality, race equality, things like that. Do you see investors which go against the wave to a degree, that go with their principles which are perhaps not aligned with those kind of ways of thinking?
Well, it's an interesting question. This is one of the challenges we have with our clients, is when you go into this area, you get what I call the moral maze. You know, what are your moral views, and are they aligned with society's views on moral views? So we had one very interesting discussion with a client who firmly believed that nuclear power was environmentally a better solution than others. Now, clearly, that's not where society is right now. So I think it's very much the way we put portfolios together. We use various outside agencies to help us come up with the areas that are deemed to be sustainable. So we use MSCI Sustainable Index to help us achieve that. But it is very much a personal thing as to, you know, what your values are.
And your report highlights that the UK is lagging behind in this kind of investing. Why is that?
It's a good question. And frankly, it's slightly counterintuitive to what we see on a day-to-day basis. The report shows that 20% of UK investors have a component of their portfolio invested sustainably, whereas in some of the more emerging markets, Brazil and China, it's upwards of 50%. So that is quite a stark difference. Sure. I think it may be in the UK and the US, there is a more narrow description or definition of what is sustainable. But certainly what we see on a day-to-day basis is our clients are absolutely interested in investing their capital to align with their values.
And again, according to your research, it's younger investors, the millennial generation, yes, and also female investors that are pushing this. Again, is that because of some inherent attraction to these kind of asset classes, or is it more to do with the fact that these weren't established investors 5, 10, 20 years ago?
I think it's they have stronger values. Of that, there's no doubt, particularly millennials, and they have a greater desire to express those values. In the UK, children are actually driving the change in their parents' investing habits more than their financial advisors in this space.
Give me an example of that.
Well, we see it on many occasions. We had one client who sold their business for a significant amount of wealth. The ultimate benefactors were going to be his three children. They had a family council to discuss how they should be investing the money. And very much the message from the kids was, we want it to be invested so that our money, yes, we achieve returns for ourselves, but we achieve returns for society. So that very much influenced how the parents ended up investing their wealth.
And finally then, Nick, what kind of impact is this actually having on the companies themselves? Because presumably if it's tougher for a less sustainable company to get returns and to get outside investment, that's going to change how the boardroom operates.
I think that's exactly right. And I think that, you know, not only do companies now manage their companies sustainably because they feel they ought to from a moral perspective, they also have a financial imperative that if you're not seen to be running your business on a sustainable manner, investors won't invest in your company.